Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. Joining together today for our last show of the season.
Aww.
I know, but we will be back. We are not ending our radio career by any means. It's summertime, time to spend a little bit of focus on some local work, local circles, local groups. But, of course, we have a fabulous show for you today. We are going to be doing live clearing on the air for all of our listeners. We are going to open up the phone lines for anybody who wants to call in. And, of course, until then, the three of us are just going to have some fun and play with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences very quickly and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. The best part is that you can do this yourself. We are here for all of you to kind of pick up on some of the things that we're doing and start consciously creating your experience, consciously clearing for yourselves. This is something that just developed for me out of the blue. One day I wrote a list of intentions for a friend that was having a very difficult time, severely depressed and in a lot of pain. I sat down for a few hours, wrote some intentions for her, asked for all of those intentions to be called in for her, of course, with her permission. She had given me permission to do this, and it worked, and it was something that blew me away in the moment, but also was my very first experience really realizing and understanding the power that we all have within us. So hopefully you've learned a thing or two listening to us play on our shows, and I'm hoping that each and every one of you starts to recognize this power that you have within yourself and really start consciously creating the experiences that you're calling into your life.
You know, I always love hearing that story, Deborah. I've heard it countless times at this point because of all the circles that I've attended with you. And I just think it's such an incredible story that I encourage our listeners to check it out. It's on our debut show in the archives on Deborah Diane's ConsciousRepatterning.com page.
Yes, I have actually a video of myself. After doing circles, which is doing clearing with groups of people, I was telling the story at the beginning of every single group, taking the first 10 minutes to explain the story because every group was attracting new people. And after saying it so many times, I started leaving it out at the beginning, thinking everybody's already heard the story. And I had people, every single time that I left that story out, I had people coming up to me after the circle or even asking during the circle, well, you didn't tell your story. So I went ahead and put it on video. I had a cameraman volunteer to do some recording with me, and it is now on my website. On the About Deborah page, there is the detailed story, about 10 minutes long. And then, like Gwen said, we also have that on our debut show, a little bit more detailed than I expressed today, because we have other things to talk about today. So first of all, I want to give out a tremendous dose of gratitude to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are they incredible? We have huge gratitude to the entire team at Transformation Talk Radio. It is just such a gift to have a venue like this for newbies like us on the radio to be able to put this message out into the world, and to have fun with it, to be supported, and to just feel like we're in really a true partnership with the station and with Dr. Pat specifically. She's just been a huge fan and supporter of everything that we've been trying to do, and I'm just feeling a lot of gratitude for that.
Absolutely.
We've been so lucky.
Yes, did you know this was our very first experience on the radio? All three of us are brand new at this.
Yes, we are.
It has been so wonderful having such a supportive team, all of you at Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I just have to say this, that the friends and family and acquaintances that I've told about our radio show have loved the radio show, but beyond that, they've said to me, thank you so much for introducing me to Transformation Talk Radio. It's been great to discover.
Yes, and just to let you all know, we are not done with radio. Like I said, we are just putting it on pause for now, for the summer, so that I can focus on working with local groups and local Skype groups, too. This is something that's on my website, but I did want to mention it here, let you all know that if you have a group of people that you think would benefit from what we're doing here, we can do a local Skype group. Get me right there in the living room with you. Get a group of people gathered together, anywhere from 4 to 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 people. And what we do is simultaneous clearings for everybody in the group. These are really fun experiences for those of you that are not here on the West Coast, where I'm going to be doing my local work. So if you're interested in that, if you want to check in with it, makes it extremely affordable for everyone to participate. And something similar to what we do on the live group clearing calls. We have groups of people come together. We bring up topics of discussion, and then whatever comes up for discussion is cleared for everyone. And these are led intuitively. The entire session is intuitively guided so that what we're talking about is something that applies to everyone in the group. And they're a lot of fun, extremely powerful, and I've heard countless people tell me that even just one group session has been life-changing for them. So something you may be interested in checking out on my website.
And I wanted to follow up with the efficacy of all of this work. I've been in the live circles that you do, Deborah, where we're all in the same room together, and they are so powerful and so much fun. They're always fun. It gets overlooked sometimes. It's always a kick just to sit in there and enjoy each other and what we're doing, and it opens. There's just this love that's in the room, which is just so fun to be a part of. But that translates so incredibly well to either the telephone or to these Skype sessions that you're mentioning too. But not only is it still fun and interesting and powerful, but it's just as effective. And I think that's one of the most phenomenal things about your work. It does translate from in person with private sessions to doing small groups to doing large groups to doing giant groups. Mm-hmm. Any of that is possible with this modality. And I just think your work, Deborah, is just phenomenal.
Absolutely. It's been my intention all along to work with more than just, you know, one or two people at a time, which I do in private sessions for both individuals and couples. But doing this work in a larger group of people empowers it with group intention, and it definitely makes it more fun. I mean, you've heard how easily all three of us laugh here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's authentic. We are here to make it fun. Healing does not have to be difficult.
Or painful.
Or painful, exactly, exactly. So the more you laugh, I feel like the faster we heal, the faster we integrate, the faster we clear.
Sure.
So that's what I'm all about in every session that I do, is how to make it as fun as possible and inspire as much laughter as possible. So like I mentioned earlier, a little bit later in the show, we're going to do some live clearing on the air for everybody out there to receive if you choose. Of course, nothing is going to be done to you or for you that you are not consciously consenting to. That's not the way I do things. But we're going to just talk about some of the things that we can clear, and anybody out there that wants to receive can say yes or give their consent in whatever way feels right, and you will receive the clearing too.
We've only done this a couple times, right, in the whole 6 months. I know you did it on Dr. Pat's show, and maybe just once or twice. So this is not something you don't do a lot of. Is there a particular reason that you're feeling motivated to put it out in the world this way today?
I only do it when I'm guided to do it. And, everything that I do, I know that both of you have witnessed enough about the way that I live my life to know that Everything I do is intuitively guided, and everything that I do is supportive of my life and my work. So I don't make moves like this on my own, but I did get the intuitive guidance to go ahead and do another clearing for everyone out there, and I'm excited about it.
Me too. I get chills thinking about not just somebody calling in getting the clearings, but that these clearings are just going out and that people are receiving them. And people have even called into the radio show and said how they could feel, not just from listening to the radio show, but also from even listening to the archives. And that's amazing mm-hmm. to me.
That's a great point. Yes, anybody listening even to the archives, even though you're not listening to the live airing of this, you will receive the clearings too. When we send a clearing out over the air for our listeners, you'll also receive it just by listening to the archives, if, of course, you choose to.
That's so cool.
So let's start doing some clearing in the next segment. For now, let's take a short break. My website is consciousrepatterning.com. If you want a little bit more information about what we're doing. And if you want to join us a little bit later in the show, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. And click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, working with conscious repatterning, an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, blocks, anything in your life that you feel is holding you back or hindering you in any way. And this is a very special show for us, our very last show of the season on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Yes. And Deborah, I had this observation this past week that I wanted to share. I've always had this theory about the media that it really gets its power from its ability to be able to turn our attention to whatever topic they're choosing to put on the radio, on TV, or on the newspaper, or whatever, and the way it permeates our culture so much. And that really is such a point of power for the media, right? I mean, there's a million things they could talk about, and yet they're choosing to talk about this. And I was thinking about how powerful it is with Transformation Talk Radio that they have chosen to put the focus on this positive, transforming, you know, exciting stuff what's possible in our lives and in life, period. You know, I guess my observation for myself was just like, well, I get to decide what I want to focus my attention on, where my mind goes and what I spend time dealing in my thoughts and my beliefs and all of that. It really becomes my point of power to be able to choose what it is that I'm going to put my mind, expose my mind and my thoughts to.
Yes, gosh, it is so important for us to all be focusing our thoughts, our intentions on the positive things happening in this world. And that is one of the things I love about networks like this, where we're talking about what you can do to start making a better life for yourself, to start consciously creating your experience. And it's huge. It's really huge. We all have the power to do this. We all have the power. And there's so much for all of us to learn from all of the teachers and healers that Transformation Talk Radio has given voice to.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's start doing some clearing. How's it going, Gwen? Do you have anything you want to work on?
I really am having a huge charge around opinions, around people delivering unsolicited opinion or advice about my life. A friend just casually tossed a comment at me, and I know she didn't mean any harm. I felt like she thought she was being supportive, but it really, really impacted me. I really want the freedom to find my own way and, you know, obviously have some support, but really mostly when I ask for it.
A quick question. Are you, for clarification, is this an opinion that's coming your way or a sense that you're making up that it's judgment that's bothering you?
I guess right now I'm not having a lot of clarity about the distinction between the two because really it feels like opinions are judgments to me right now.
Hmm.
What do you get on that, Deborah?
Well,
do you get that's true?
Well, I think that opinions more closely resemble perception and that they can turn into judgments if you're labeling them as good or bad or right or wrong. I do get that you felt judged in this particular case. And I also get that your friend was not actually judging you, that she was just trying to offer insight, assistance, something that she felt was actually benefiting you rather than expressing a judgment. Does that make sense to you when you think back about the interaction that you two had?
Yes, but I think that that's the clarity that I'm wanting to get. I don't know how to line, I guess, with that type of assistance, or maybe not take offense to it. So, is it that I just need to clear up my understanding of their deeper intention?
That would be good, understanding someone's true motivation, true intention. But also what we can do is do some clearing around allowing you to receive other people's opinions and feedback without feeling like you're being judged or criticized, but understanding that everybody is different, everybody does things differently, and we all have different perspectives too. Her perspective is coming from her belief systems and her energy.
Exactly.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that what she has to say is valid for you. It may be, but really what it is ultimately is valid for her. And
exactly.
So learning to listen, accept, and integrate that feedback when this is divine inspiration that is causing her to express something to you, but knowing how to filter that through and not feeling the need to defend yourself, just accepting what she has to say as something that you may need to look at, maybe something that you just need to let go and just let her express something that she's been needing to express, and then it's over. So differentiating between the two. And I'm sure that there are some times where this is a opportunity for enhanced communication where you've got to express something to the other person and maybe allow them the opportunity to see your perspective. In this case that you're talking about, which I have no idea what happened, I'm getting that that's not the highest choice. That's not what you're being asked to. I feel like in this case, you're just being asked to let it roll off your back.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's start doing some clearing on this. First of all, I would like to do a clearing for your own self-judgment, Gwen, so that you're not perceiving other people that give you advice or input as judging you. You know the way this works. That's really coming from you, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so we'll clear that. Let's mm-hmm. also clear your tendency to be defensive when you hear somebody expressing their opinion, recognizing when somebody is expressing just an opinion of theirs or a perception of theirs, and knowing when it's actually something that could help you in your own experience or if it's something that they're just expressing. Also knowing when to respond to someone and when to let it roll off your back, like I said earlier. Also when to take action, when what they are telling you is actually divinely inspired and something that could be beneficial to you, to your life, to your experience. How does that sound?
Okay.
You sound so excited.
I don't know. I guess I'm still blaming the external instead of taking responsibility for it.
Okay, well, let's also release blame and show you how to take responsibility for the experiences that you're attracting into your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That
All
feels
right.
better.
Okay, good. Let's start with the opening prayer, asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today. This, of course, includes anybody that calls into the show and anybody who receives clearing from our listening audience, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and in alignment with pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's some blocks. I don't feel you clearing or releasing, Gwen.
Is it anger?
It's anger. Let's clear anger.
Okay.
Okay, for all three of us. Thank you.
Good.
All right,
thank you.
Okay, there, that feels better. You still haven't released judgment, though. Let's release judgment of your process, judgment of yourself, judgment of your body, judgment of your parenting, and judgment of your diet.
Hmm.
That's interesting because I know right. at least when we're talking about your diet, I know that you have a great diet, very clean, holistic, organic. So I don't know where that judgment's coming from, but let's release all that judgment and then any of those that applied to me and Mark as well. Does that sound good?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great.
That sounds great.
Now I feel the energy moving.
I don't feel it as much as I normally do, the energy in my body. I wonder why.
Well, I think because I'm releasing judgment and you're not, which is something that I
That would explain it. I'm feeling absolutely nothing. And, you know, normally I'm like pinned against the wall or my head's kind of erupting or something like that.
Yes, when I check in, no, you're not releasing the judgment. I get you don't know how to release judgment, so let's ask for that you be shown how to release judgment. You know how to live without it, and then changing the belief that judgment is part of the human experience.
Yeah, that feels right.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that. Thank you.
We're just going to keep going until I get that your judgment released.
That's perfect.
And now, actually, I get that it did. Are you feeling it clearing?
I am definitely feeling something, yeah. In fact, I feel actually a little bit shaky, a little bit wobbly. Like, that was a really big clearing. It's almost like I didn't know how to live without it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I got. I get now you know how to live without judgment. I want to check in with a couple of other things that you've said. Does Gwen take offense when people offer her input, advice, or feedback on the way she's doing things? No. Does she know when to respond and when not to respond? Yes. And does she know when she is being guided to take action? Yes. And in those other cases where she's not being divinely inspired to take action, does she let it roll off of her back easily? Yes.
Yay. I'm guessing divine action wouldn't encompass flipping somebody off. Sorry.
You know, I actually get that that's okay. If that's what you are authentically feeling like you need to do, I feel like it is important for you to express yourself.
Oh, good. All right.
I know you weren't expecting me to say that, but sometimes protecting your process means pushing back on others at times. We don't always agree on things, and sometimes standing firm in what you truly believe is important to do. I know that I had to do this when I decided to live my life in a holistic way. I had a lot of resistance from my family, and they didn't accept that, and I did have to stand firm in what I believed was going to heal me, and ultimately did. And I don't think that I would have healed. I know I wouldn't have healed. I was dying, and seeking the medical attention that they were aligned with was not working. It was not helping. So I am a firm believer in authentic expression if you feel that what you are doing is really right for you. And I know that when you say flip the bird, you're talking metaphorically. But yes, I feel like the authentic expression at times is appropriate.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, good to know.
And without judgment. Can she do this without judgment? Yes. Good.
Even better.
Even better. Let's take another break. And when we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. My website, consciousrepatterning.com. And remember, in the fourth segment, we're going to do some live clearing for our listening audience. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find a North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Hey,
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, working with conscious repatterning today, which is an extremely efficient and very powerful way of clearing and repatterning relationships, trauma, drama, blocks, resistance, anything in your life that you feel is holding you back, hindering you in any way, or that just doesn't feel really good to you. That's the kind of thing that we work with. And we are ready to go to the phone lines. We've got Siri calling in from Salem, Oregon. Thank you for calling. How can we help you today, Siri?
I'd like to be cleared on relationship concepts and things.
Is there a specific relationship? I actually feel like there's four core relationships that would make a significant difference for you if we cleared those four. Two of them seem to be biological and two of them are not biological. Do you have any idea who they are? And you don't have to say their name. I just want to check in to see if you know who they are.
I would know who the biologicals are.
Okay, the two biological ones. I don't feel like we need any more information about those. Let's talk about who the two that are not biological are. And I do get that you've got the correct two, as in the highest benefit for you in the two that are biological. But one of the non-biological seems to be a past romantic relationship.
A past,
mm-hmm.
Did you say?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay, yeah, that one feels good. Feels like you've got that one. And then who's the other one? Feels like the other one is like a childhood friend. So this would be someone that was significant in your life at some point. And if it's coming up for clearing, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're still a physical presence or influence in your life, but it means that you picked up something from the relationship that you're continuing to carry on into subsequent relationships. Do you have any idea who that is? Feels like it's
not
female,
consciously,
actually.
No.
Feels like it's a female. Let me see if I can target the time period as far as your age. Feels like someone about the age of 14 for you.
No one comes up particularly.
Okay, well, let's start with the other three, and I do get that we need some more information. Obviously, you need to know who it is. So let's start with the other three, and let's actually first start off with clearing any blocks or resistance that you have, and that may bring it up to you or to me, one or the other, who that fourth relationship. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then let's go ahead, while your blocks and resistance are clearing, let's go ahead and clear the other three relationships. Thank you. Okay, so I'm just going to wait a minute while I feel the energy clearing. How are you feeling? Can you feel it moving?
I'm feeling relaxed, like some residual tension is moving.
Oh, good. Okay. I feel like you have an idea who that fourth one is.
At age 14.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like this female was a romantic interest or anything like that. It actually feels like she was pretty mean.
If I said the name, would that help?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely know.
Is it Linda?
Yes, it is. Okay, good. Let's clear between you and Linda as well, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, this one I feel about twice as much energy as I felt clearing with the other three. Are you feeling it?
It feels kind of giddy. Yeah, it's an interesting feeling.
Okay, and so while this one is clearing, because this one's going to take just a moment, I'm going to just check in with the other three and make sure they're all clear. I get yes, they are. Good. So just to explain to you a little bit about the relationship clearing is that we're clearing energetically. That doesn't mean that it's going to feel better instantly, although a lot of times it does in really miraculous ways is what I've heard. But it does mean that whatever is stuck or blocked or a block preventing you from a true soul connection or the truth of your relationship, that's been cleared. So the relationship will start to shift and change accordingly and will catalyze anything else, any other processes that need to come in for you to actually fully realize the clearing that we've done.
Okay.
You're probably feeling a lot lighter by now. We're still clearing with Linda. I don't know what happened with you. Do you have anything that you want to share with us?
No, I don't know.
Okay. I'm kind of curious, but there seems to be just so much energy clearing between you and Linda. It actually feels like what happened with you and her, which does actually feel pretty mild in the physical sense as far as what you were conscious of, but what happened energetically has affected all of your female relationships from then on.
That's what I'm feeling.
It just keeps going and going. The energy that's clearing, it just keeps going. Like it's not slowing down yet. And I just noticed that it was actually energy that was clearing from all of your female relationships. So I'm glad we pointed
that out. That makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah, this was my shyness and ineptness and ungroundedness, you know, meets the world. So no, that would make sense.
You actually feel very grounded. You've said a couple times already about being ungrounded. Do you recognize that you're now very grounded?
I'm so used to saying it, but I've become in more recent times. I'm becoming more grounded.
Solid. Yeah, it doesn't feel like you even get ungrounded anymore. You know, some people can be grounded for a very short period of time, and then they go back into their ungrounded phase or period, but you're solidly rooted. And we're still clearing, Linda. Usually clearings last about 3 seconds. But
that's what you said, yeah. I'm going, holy smokes, we're doing, you know.
Going deep. How are you feeling?
I have a slight case of the giggles, which is kind of interesting because I wasn't feeling that before we started this, so.
The feeling of lightness. Good.
It's just kind of coming forward, yeah.
Well, it's still clearing. I'll be interested to see how you feel after we're actually done with the clearing.
If this normally takes a second or two, we've been at it for a while now, so.
It just keeps going and going. It's really actually fascinating me. It's very rare, if ever, that a relationship clearing takes this long. Other clearings sometimes go this long, but usually not the relationship one. There we go. Okay, that was complete. Good. I feel like there's something else coming up that we can help you with. Do you mind if I check in to see what it is?
Please do.
Yes. It's a connection to Earth. Let's clear between you and Earth and strengthen and enhance your connection. Also, you have a lot of fear of your connection. Let's clear the fear. You know what
to
I'm
Earth?
Actually... To Earth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
It actually feels to me what's coming in intuitively is that you are one with Earth and you're resisting that. And that's very interesting because I automatically checked myself because I want to know, is this something that applies to everyone? Is everyone one with Earth? I've never gotten that before. And I get that I'm not, but you are. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I'm dealing with that whole thing of being here fully, consciously,
mm-hmm.
not hovering.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not hovering anymore.
Not judging the experience.
That you're still doing. Let's clear your judgment of the experience, but you're not hovering anymore. I would like to also clear between you and your ungroundedness so that you recognize that it's gone and that you're rooted and grounded and you are really solid here. So can we just do some clearing around that? And
absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
And then we'll also clear between you and Earth. Thank you.
I have been told that I'm in this process of finally not just hovering, but being here fully, completely, and that it's number one, that it's okay, but it's also a destiny-driven thing to be here.
Well, you also don't feel like it's safe to be here. I think that's why you keep wanting to say that you're hovering, because you actually want to be. Even though you're rooted and grounded, you're kind of dismissing it, ignoring it, because you feel safer when you're disconnected. Can we shift that for you as well?
Absolutely.
Good. Thank you. Okay, good. That was the last thing that we were really being called to do. All right. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much more relaxed.
Beautiful.
Can you do this for somebody that's connected to me but who might not be able to... Can I give permission for you to work on my son? as his parent or as his guardian or as...
Sometimes.
Does it work that way?
Sometimes we can do that if their soul is in alignment, if their soul is agreed. With your son, I'm not getting that he is consenting, which means he would receive absolutely nothing from it. I can work with children with their parents' consent up until a certain age, and it's a little bit different for each child, somewhere between 10 and 14, but after that, they make their own decisions.
If he were to talk with you personally, would he be able to?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So much.
Sure. Thank you.
I feel like I need to say something, so I'm going to say it. Deborah almost never talks about, and you don't mention a lot about your private sessions, and that is sort of a taste of what it's like to work with Deborah. It's very comfortable. It's fun. It's very deep and very personal, but also it's phenomenal to be in presence with just Deborah and her guidance and to interact with that and to see what comes up and to go deep and to go deeper and to go deeper. But in this light, fun way to get through and move through your blocks, and I just love it. I think it's fantastic. So stay in touch with Deborah and her work. It's going places.
And it doesn't have to feel bad, which is something I really want to express. I have worked with a lot of different healers in my journey. I was a basket case 10 years ago. And one thing that I really want to express to you is if you don't feel better after your session, something was missing. It doesn't have to feel that way. I guarantee you after our session that you will feel a whole lot better about everything we talked about yourself, about your life. And that is something that everybody out there that is working with other people, I just want you to know that when you are working with someone that is authentically bringing through divine information, divine inspiration, divine clearing, healing work, you will feel better after your session.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really important to state that, because sometimes people come away from sessions in fear or feeling like they've just opened a gaping wound and, you know, are left with this gaping wound that they don't know what to do with.
Yes, I've seen it. I know you've seen it so many times, Gwen. We've talked about it.
Yes.
You know, you're in Sedona working with a lot of different healing modalities, and you know a lot of different healers and clients even that have experienced these different healing modalities. If you're working with someone that leaves you at the end of the session feeling worse than you did when you came in, you know that that is not someone that is working with pure divine intention. I really want everybody to understand that. If someone tells you at the end of your session that there is something wrong with you that can't be addressed this time, that's going to take regular sessions, it's going to take more work,
then run.
Run.
That's what
I didn't want to say that, but yes, yes.
Okay, then walk.
Then walk, yes. Just know that when you are working someone coming from an authentic healing space, you'll feel better after your session.
I completely agree.
Mm-hmm. So let's take a quick break right now. We've got our last segment coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We will be right back with some more. Once again, my website, consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, rounding down the last show of the season with Gwen and Mark. Thank you all so much for joining us. We're going to be doing some clearing over the air for everyone in our listening audience that is choosing to receive here in just a few minutes. And until then, let's hear from Gwen.
I'd like to take this opportunity to give a shout out to daily spiritual practice. I know that for me, I had been incorporating daily spiritual practices into my life for many, many years. And I just want to encourage those of you for whom that may sound daunting to have a daily spiritual practice, it doesn't necessarily need to involve a huge amount of time. It is more the consistency of having something every day where you just pause and you drop into the present moment, whether it's breathing, whether it's moving, whether it's singing, chanting, meditating, praying, that it doesn't have to look a certain way, but that you just commit to spending a moment in time being on a daily basis. I cannot emphasize this enough.
Mm-hmm. Even 5 minutes, even if it's only 5 minutes, it's extremely
Absolutely.
Important. I honestly believe that I would not be doing this work today if I hadn't committed myself to daily spiritual practice, connecting in with those divine aspects of yourself, bringing through your gifts, opening up your intuition. All of this comes about with daily spiritual practice, and it doesn't have to look a certain way. Everybody has their own specific and sometimes even unique form of daily practice. Sometimes it's just taking a walk in nature. Sometimes it's taking a bath. Sometimes it's writing down your thoughts for 5 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways. One of my favorites is sitting on my back step and looking at the birds in the trees.
Yes.
You know what I get from that as I'm listening is what distracts me from my own spiritual practice, like having the TV on in the background or, you know, the distractions that I set up in my life, and just moving away from that to get somewhere where I have the quiet and the peace to just focus and be. That's so powerful. And I feel like I really get sort of nutty in my head if I don't do that every day, at least once or twice a day, even for just a few minutes, like you're saying. Agreed.
And if you're able to do that, if you're able to eliminate some of these distractions in the background, like television, even washing the dishes can be a spiritual practice. If you intently are focused on washing the dishes, clearing out your mind while you do that, and let divine inspiration make itself available to you.
And that's where multitasking really interferes in terms of allowing us to drop completely into presence with whatever it is we're doing. I know sometimes we have to multitask, but at least allowing at different times in the day our focus to simply be on one specific thing.
Yes, so important. Focus is the key. Let's shift our focus now and do some clearing for all of our listeners. The first thing that I want to focus on is clearing fear. I feel like this is really powerful in moving us forward on our path, is clearing some of that fear that is blocking us, slowing us down.
And I want to jump in here as we're getting ready to do this clearing and just reiterate, to optimize your receipt of what Deborah's getting ready to do requires nothing but your consent. So you can be driving, you can be sitting, you can be, you know, not 100% focused exactly, depending on where you are. It's okay. And I just wanted to say that because I know this is new. I know it's different, and it's not really something that's done usually over the air, for sure. So I just wanted to make sure everyone was comfortable and sort of in a place where they want to be and ready for the clearing to go.
Exactly. It's not, we were just talking about focus. That's funny, but it's not exactly, it's not required for you to focus on this, for you to receive benefit from the clearing. Yes, you can be driving a car. You can be watching television. Although most of you are listening to the radio right now, you're not actually watching television, but
we hope not.
We hope not. That's the multitasking for you. But yes, just giving your conscious consent is enough. It is nice if you can stop and pay attention, maybe close your eyes and feel what's happening. The majority of people that I work with actually feel something clearing. They feel a sensation in their body. Those that are more energetically sensitive can actually feel the fear leaving. So it's nice to just kind of tune in and see how you feel about it, see what you feel. But, of course, that's not required. So let's do a clearing, releasing all fear-based thoughts, beliefs, energy, illusions, actions, impressions, and interpretations for everybody out there that's willing to receive.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, great. I also want to do a clearing aligning everybody with their most graceful, most loving, most efficient process of clearing, healing, and integrating possible. I would like to ask for the highest definition of what this actually is so that we're not blocking ourselves with our own beliefs about what this means, just aligning with divine truth. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
That sounds really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I also want to do a clearing, just releasing any blocks or resistance that we have to aligning with the highest and best process for ourselves, with the highest and best teachers or healers, support, whether it be professional or non-professional support in our lives, and knowing that we're worthy of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. And then let's also ask that any blocks or resistance that is not serving us any longer be cleared, removed, released in the highest and best way and in the highest and best timing for each of us. When I say the highest and best way, I mean the easiest, most graceful, most loving, most comfortable, most efficient, most pleasurable way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to send me an email from my website, consciousrepatterning.com. Once again, my website, I'm going to even spell it for you. I know it's not the easiest one to spell. So everybody together now on your keyboards. Oh, I have an idea. For the first 20 emails that I get after this radio show or during this radio show, starting now, I want to give free access to one of our live group clearing calls to the first 20
people. Nice.
Yes.
Fun.
That'll be fun. So let's do it all together now. www.consciousrepatterning, repatterning is repatterning.com.
Wow, that's the first time you've ever spelled it.
That's the first time I've ever spelled it. I've left it to those that can figure it out.
Can find their way there.
I think that's why the domain name was left available for me, because nobody could spell it. So the live group clearing call is tomorrow, Tuesday evening, and every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern for 1 hour. Very powerful clearing. We clear 3 relationships for everyone without having to discuss details. You don't even need to tell me who the relationships are. If you're not clear about what relationships you're clearing, I usually pick up on that intuitively, and we'll check in with that before we actually do the clearing. So everyone benefits in that way. We spend the first few minutes doing the relationship clearing, and then we move into the rest of the hour of highly transformational clearings, like I said, that everybody on the call receives based on your consent to do so. So hopefully you're available for that. If you send me an email right away and you can't join us tomorrow night, you can join us on the next one next week.
As we're winding down the show, the other thing I want to do is to make sure that we send out a lot of gratitude to you, Deborah, for making all of this possible, because there is no show without Deborah Diane. You are tremendous. And you know, we've gone 6 months. Yes, and Gwen, I can't even say you're like Robin to her Batman or any of that kind of stuff, because you are just so such an impressive and an incredible intuitive in your own right. And I just think the fact that you two found each other at the time to be able to do this show is just all part of divine plan, and it's just been wonderful to be part of it.
Yes, I love reflecting on that story, Gwen. Right after we did some private work, how I got it intuitively that you were going to be on this radio show, had no idea that was in the plan.
That was such a surprise.
It was a surprise to both of us, and I am so grateful. I love the way our intuition complements each other, and I think intuition is fascinating. And with as many intuitives that I've worked with, both professional and non-professional, it is so unique the way we all receive our own information and the types of information that we receive. And Gwen, you have been such an amazing compliment to what I have to offer, and I could not express enough gratitude for you donating your time to join Mark and I here on the radio show. And you, Mark, donating your time to join Gwen and me on the radio show. Thank you both so, so much.
Aww.
You're so welcome.
Also, Christopher DiPaolo from WBLQ, thank you.
And love out to the listeners as well. Thank you. Without the listeners, well, we wouldn't be here. So thank you all for tuning in to us.
Yes,
we really appreciate it. This is been a wonderful, wonderful adventure for us.
Yes, and of course the archives are on my website. If you want to hear any part of this show that you may have missed, or if you want to hear any of our past shows, we've got pretty detailed descriptions about each one of the shows. And we, of course, will be continuing on with periodic podcasts. So if you are interested in being notified when we come out with those, you can join my email list on my website, and we'll send out a quick shout to you. Also, we will be posting those on the radio page on my website as well.
Yes, and I want to reemphasize that this is not the end of the show. You know, this is just the pause button, as Deborah has said, to take a little time to focus on some other aspects of her work and put this out into the world in a slightly different way for a short time. But expect us to be back. Expect us to be back on the radio and keep an eye out for us. Make sure you know Deborah's website. That's the best way to stay in contact, consciousrepatterning.com. Save it on your favorites, like I have, so you can get back to it easily. I know we all would love to stay in contact with listeners, and especially with Deborah's work as it grows and continues to evolve. It's an exciting process to be a part of, for sure.
And until next time, remember to find someone or something to be grateful for. Remember the feeling part of gratitude. That's the most important part. If you can take just a moment out of your day to go into the feeling of gratitude, someone in your life, something in your life, even the plate of food in front of you, give some gratitude, feel it, and that will attract more things into your life to be grateful for. So once again, thank you all so much for listening. We have had such a great time with this show. Until next time, have a fantastic summer, and we will meet again.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
Time to start living it. Time to start breathing it. Time for sending love.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation.